Welcome to the Stoke It Up podcast, everybody, a podcast encouraging you in your journey with God. I'm Alan Stoddard, and I am the host and the only guest on here today. I wanted to give you a update on what's going on with the podcast. I've been in a kind of a lull lately of posting and thinking, and you know, it's reminded me that there's always dry seasons in the ministry. No matter how hard we try to not have these dry seasons, they always come, and they don't last long usually. But the question would be, how do you get out of a dry season when you're doing ministry in your life, or if you're on pastoral staff or something like that? Doesn't matter, either one. How do you get out of it? Well, that's what the Stoke It Up podcast is all about. I started it a couple years ago, and here I am at 60 years old starting a podcast. That's crazy. Well, I wanted to learn a new skill set, and I thought, okay, I've got a hole in the ministry of my life, and I thought, let's learn a new skill set. So you got to Stoke It Up. Now, why Stoke It Up? Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, down in verse 6, Paul said this to Timothy. He said, "Timothy, because of this, I remind you to kindle God's gift that you possess through the laying on of my hands." He says, rekindle that gift, the Net Bible says. The New American Standard 2020 says, to kindle afresh. And of course, the ESV says, fan into flame. The picture there is of the Greek word anapur. It means up fire, fire up. The phrase, fire it up, stoke it up. And here's the picture. Paul wanted Timothy to understand that there were times in life where we're going to get down. There's going to be dry periods. He actually said it in verse 7 when he says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but three things of power and love and self-control." So here we are in 2024, coming up on March, and what are we going to stoke up? Well, I've had some good things going on in my life, and I'm about to ramp up this podcast so that I get back to posting every week. I've just been in a doldrum. I've been in a dry period, and things of life have happened. But let me tell you what I've been doing. One of the things I'll be doing some podcasts on, I've got a series where I want to do, we'll be coming at you with an Aquila and Priscilla series, where I've got some pastors who are going to talk about what it's like to do ministry as a couple. If you're married, you'll especially like this. Not only married, singles can learn from this too. But I would say this, if you're married, you need to be doing ministry as a couple. So I'll be exploring that. Also, there's some hot topics that need to be addressed. And so I want to talk about, what does church leadership look like in a post-Willow Creek, a post-Mars Hill style leadership culture? Another one I want to do is, has the Moses model died in the Calvary Chapel movement? And if it has, what's it look like? And if it hasn't, what's that look like? And then another one I've got planned. Check this out. Where do you go now regarding race, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, and the kingdom of God regarding race? That was a sloppy way of saying that. Where do we go now regarding race, George Floyd, BLM, and the kingdom of God? You know, we're going to have, we're very polarized. There were some things we started talking about in 2020 that all of a sudden, no one's talking about these things anymore. No one's bringing up gender. No, I mean, people are, but it's a odd conversation right now. Because I would say, and this will go to the episode, but I would say because we have friends and family who are involved, and we want to be careful in part. Well, we're going to explore that. When Paul told Timothy to stoke it up, Timothy, probably scholars think that he had fallen into a place where he was a little bit intimidated by maybe some of the older members, because he said, don't let anyone despise your youth. And he had become intimidated by those older members. And maybe he thought, well, I better lay back. When we do that, we diminish the gift of God that is in us, that grace gift, that primary motivating gift that's ignited by God when we get saved. And that's in the text. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. He says, I recall your sincere faith, Timothy, that was first alive. Look at that, the Net Bible rocking it. Well, that was first alive in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am sure is in you also. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit of God comes into your life. He ignites a fire in you. John the Baptist called it the baptism by fire. And, you know, I love saying it like that, fire, stoke. I love that because in the times when I've been down, I've needed God to stoke me up. How about you? Where do you need God to stoke you up this season? What's going on with you? Do you need to get back to that commitment that you had before? Do you need to have a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit blow across your life? One of the big things I've got going on right now is I've been writing a book on new believer follow-up. I'll be doing some podcasts on the content of that book, New Believer Follow-Up. Most churches do not do new believer discipleship. Can you believe that? I just find that unsettling. And so we're going to talk about that. There's so much more to come, but I wanted to give an update and go ahead and do it now on where the podcast is going. I've been posting sporadically, and that's not good for podcast life. And I'm going to be stoking some things up with some other pastors and leaders, specifically within the Calvary Global Network, but also around the nation as I can resource. But I'm going to start jumping on. A friend of mine told me I need to be going some solo things when there's no interviews, and that'll help podcasts. I've always got something to say. Well, let me say this. Also, if I can do anything for you as a listener, if I can do anything for you, reach out to me in social media. I would love to pray for you. I would love to have a conversation with you over coffee. If you're in another part of the world, we can log online. We've got all these means to do this, and it's definitely something that's there. I want to encourage you in your journey with God. That's why the podcast exists. That's why the ministry exists. And that's why we want to plant a church called Imagine Church, where God is able, knowing that God is able to do far more than we could ever think or ask. And our prayer, Lord, is that you will do that. Our prayer is that you will ignite in us a refreshing, a personal revival, and anyone listening that needs to just experience God afresh in a way that motivates us out of the fear that we may be experiencing. We know that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for the love of God. We thank you for the way you live in us and give us self-control. Let us experience you in relationship over and over again. Lord, I lift up this podcast to you. I started it to try to do something in your name. And I've learned a lot along the way. But now, Lord, I want you to take it and take it to another level, a ministry level, of encouraging people. I pray that anybody listening that has ideas for me, they'll reach out and go, I've got an idea for you. Or I've got a subject, interview me. I would love to talk about it. God, I pray that you'll bless us as we live our lives for Christ. I pray that we will share the gospel with people in conversation, that we would be willing to put the gospel in shoe leather every day of our lives and stoke us up, ignite us once again, that we may give God the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, thank you. I just kind of went into prayer right there, didn't I? I love it. Well, guys, thank you for supporting the Stoke It Up podcast. I appreciate you guys so much. Pray for us as we look to transition to a new season of ministry. And we're excited about what God's doing in every way. We are part of the Calvary Global Network media network team, and we'd love for you to log on to their page and check out all the podcasting going on. It is amazing, and I will see you sooner than later, which will be Tuesday. I'll be dropping new stuff, and I'll see you then, and I'll see you online. God bless.